Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, and welcome back to the Balance Bond podcast, Soul on Fire. I'm your host, Jordan Younger, and I'm going to keep this intro really short and sweet because today we have a fun episode with my husband, Jonathan. We make a pretty big announcement at the end of this episode, so you got to stay tuned. And I'm not saying that for clickbait. I'm saying that's like a really big announcement that we're making about what is going to be going on with the show during my maternity leave. And I think you guys are going to be pretty excited about it. So after you hear what we have to say, you have to come let us know on Instagram or email, DM, whatever you prefer, what you think of this news that we share at the end of the episode. And also, this is just kind of a intimate conversation of us answering some of your questions about pregnancy, marriage, how pregnancy has impacted our relationship. We even talk about our sex life, something we've never really talked about on the show. All good things. And I hope that you guys enjoy. And before we get into the episode, I want to remind you that if you feel inspired to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, send me a screenshot to jordan@thebalancebond.com so I can thank you by sending you my free yoga ebook. And also, before we dive into the episode, I would love to thank our sponsor for today's show, Beta Brand. So if you are starting to get back into a work routine and you want to be comfortable, but you also want to look polished and professional, Beta Brand is your answer. Their dress pant yoga pants have the perfect balance of style, polish, and comfort. And if you're anything like me, and you never change out of yoga pants, but you want to look presentable, then these are for you. They are designed with the fit and flexibility of yoga pants, but they look like professional dress pants. They are so amazingly soft and stretchy and absolutely effortless. Just throw a pair on, add on a cute top, and you'll be set with style and comfort for your whole day. They have so many different styles to choose from straight leg to skinny to cropped, bootleg, and more. And they also have colors from classic black to fun prints like houndstooth, and they even come in denim. I have just the classic black. I'm all about a straight leg black dress pant, yoga pant. I was wearing them earlier today, in fact, for running around town, working, spending some time in Malibu, and they are even pregnancy friendly. Just size up a couple sizes if you are pregnant. So whether you sit at a desk for 8 hours a day, whether you work with kids, whether you are running all around town, or maybe you're a photographer and you need to squat to get that perfect shot, these pants are for you and you will look great doing it. They also have pockets, so we're talking comfort and function. Real pockets, not just those fake annoying pockets that are sewn shut. So while you are there on their website, make sure you also check out their ultra flattering tops, skirts, dresses, and more. The dress pant yoga pant is just the tip of the iceberg. Right now, our listeners can get 30% off their Beta Brand orders when you go to betabrand.com/blonde. That's BETABRAND.com/blonde for 30% off your order for a limited time only. And when you use our special URL, you're also supporting the show, which means so much to me. So discover what it's like to be comfortable and feel amazing with what you're wearing and be super comfy all at once. Go to betabrand.com/blonde for 30% off. And you can also find that link in the show notes. Now let's head into this episode with Jonathan. Okay, we are here with my love.
What's up?
Are you timing us?
No.
Oh my God, he's putting a timer on my phone, you guys.
I'm just that curious.
Not even fair. You know I like to do things without a time frame.
Okay.
But you know what? We can do it. This is also timing us.
Yeah.
GarageBand will time us.
What's up, people?
So it's about time we have you back on the podcast. The last time you were on.
I'm a dad.
Yeah, the last time you were on, we were announcing our pregnancy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
And since then, so many things have changed.
Yeah, a lot.
I feel
it's getting closer.
We need to give everybody the updates.
Let's update the people.
Our son is currently kicking like crazy my stomach.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You mean currently like in this moment?
Yeah. I mean, in this moment, you guys, I just had to place his hand on my stomach because it's still so surreal every time.
We felt his skull on his head. Oh, hey there.
You feel it?
Yeah.
So, okay. So first of all, I think you should tell the story, the funny story of one of the first times that we really started feeling him kicking and then you put your hand on his head.
Oh yeah. Whoops.
Tell the story.
Well, she's like, oh my God, he's kicking. And I was like, oh my God, like this is the first time. I was like, I want to feel it. So I put my hand over her stomach and like, I didn't feel anything. And I was like waiting and I still wasn't feeling anything. So I kind of just like shook my hand on her stomach, like thinking that would like force him to kick. But then I realized I'm like shaking the baby.
Yes. And the other thing you did was you put your hand in a perfect circle, like you were grabbing his head and then just like swirling it around.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if that would feel too good on the baby.
Whoops.
But, you know, we're getting used to all sorts of things.
Yeah.
New sensations.
Well,
new
for
everything.
You, like what?
I'm getting used
How
to
many
so
weeks
many
are you?
Things. So currently I'm 25 weeks. When this comes out, I will be closer to 28 weeks, which means I'll be in my third trimester.
You're not in your third yet?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Last night when your dad said you're in your third trimester, I said, yeah, because I'm embracing the feeling of being in the third trimester, but not 100%.
Cool.
So some things that I'm feeling to answer your question.
Heartburn. Back
should we
pain.
Do a heartburn
back
commercial?
Pain, back pain.
Yes.
Sciatica.
Yeah. I mean, you could answer the question as well as I could because you hear about it so much. I have had so much heartburn. I have been lying awake at night until like 5 a.m, until the sun comes up, which is not fun, just with the craziest heartburn. But other than that, a lot of physical pain, sciatica, back pain, inner thighs. It's a lot more intense than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are some of the physical sensations. Some of the spiritual sensations have been much cooler. So much more fun to talk about. I feel his soul all the time.
That's crazy.
I know. Do you feel like you feel his soul? Do you feel his personality?
No. Like, I'm not growing a baby inside of me.
But do you ever, like, dream about him? Or I know that you've had dreams and, like, feelings about what he might look like.
Yeah, but you never know. So, like, there are days when I think he's going to be a mini-me, and then there's days where I think he's going to be a mini-you, and then everyone's like, whatever, you know, the baby ends up looking like is going to be perfect. And you're like, yeah, I guess you're right. So, I kind of just... And, you know, it's like you're getting this brand new car and it's like, what color is it going to be? It's like, dude, this is your dream car. So it doesn't really matter what color it is.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. Like we spend so much time trying to think about what color eyes will he have? What color hair will he have? But ultimately, he's just going to be so uniquely him.
Yeah.
So what have been some of the changes that you've experienced?
Well, for all the ladies out there, for all the pregnant ladies or women that have had babies, the hormones are fucking real. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like everything that you feel, take a magnifying glass, times it by 1,000 in very short, sporadic intervals. And that's some intense stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's been interesting to see because it's so not like you.
I know.
And then the other thing I've noticed is, you know, how much I rely on you for your memory. Like, we'll be like, yeah, where were we? And I'll be like, Jordan, where were we?
Because I have a picture perfect memory.
You have the best memory of anyone I've ever met ever. And you would say stuff and I'm like, what?
I just am wrong a lot now.
It's so weird. It's I can't wait for so you to hard not to be get pregnant used to. So you could be my memory again.
I know. Even what I just said, a picture perfect memory, I meant to say a photographic memory. And I feel like those things happen 100 times a day. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah, that's how my brain is though every day normally.
I know.
So I wonder if that's like our son like infecting you with my brain.
No, I think he's going to have a pristine memory. I just think it's the pregnancy brain fog is very real.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yes, you did. So, okay. So that's something that you've noticed.
I genuinely didn't know that that's a thing for other women. I thought it was just you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's a common pregnancy symptom.
You know how little I know about all this stuff. I'm like finding out.
I know. As we said, as we determined over the weekend when we were hanging out with Blake, an 11-year-old, a very wise 11-year-old who has an older sister, he was like, Jonathan's just more of a brother guy. Like, he doesn't know the sister stuff. He doesn't know the girl stuff. And I was like, yeah, how do you think I feel? He was so right.
Yeah.
Because you grew up with a brother and all of this is just so new to you.
Very new.
Okay, so what else have you experienced? And you can keep it more about you. I mean, these are things that you've noticed about me. But what about you? You're getting ready to be a dad, and that's a huge shift.
Yeah. Well, everything is playoffs, and then now you're in the championships. So you think about, like, you got to save up for a family. You got to do this, and you got to get the healthcare insurance, and you got to start the trust, and you got to put the money aside for like college. And you're just like, whoa, having a baby is no joke. Also super exciting, but just, you know, it's a level of maturity that kind of just washes over you. And I don't think I'm more mature. Because I'm not. But I think there are elements of this transition that will make me have more mature decisions. And it's just really exciting. It's also just like it'll hit you one day that like you're going to have this little guy that just, you're Superman. You're everything in the world, and he's gonna mimic what you say, how you say it, how you are with people. And I'm trying to shift my habits, trying not to cuss as much. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, I've noticed
a little fucking bit.
I've noticed a little.
Okay, but when we were with Blake this weekend, I don't think I cussed at all.
No, I did. You didn't.
Yeah, so just the little things. Trying to shift those habits now so I could set a good example. And then, you know, the babies will read your energy. So I think you and I have come a long way. And we always say, like, Jordan and I don't get mad at each other. We get sad at each other. And she's like, I'm sad at you. and then we just like wallow for like 30 minutes till the other person's like, come on.
We are two of the most sensitive people I've ever met.
You're sensitive.
You're more sensitive.
You're more sensitive.
I never thought I would meet someone more sensitive than me.
You're more sensitive.
A girl or a guy. And I'm so happy to be married to someone more sensitive than me. You're a Pisces moon. And what have I taught you about Pisces moons?
No idea.
Oh, stop it.
What? We're sensitive?
Yes.
Okay.
You're a water sign. You're a water sign moon. And Pisces moons have this beautiful, sensitive, emotional energy. Just like the woman from the pizza place in Topanga recognized about you when she looked at you. This incredible woman who was into astrology looked at Jonathan and she said, what did she say to you? She said that she could see your sensitive soul before you even spoke.
Yeah, it's...
And then she said to me, oh my God, is that something you fell in love with about him right away? Is he a Pisces moon? It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, she was pretty cool.
I know. So, yes, we get sad at each other. Not to interrupt you. Go on.
And just finding ways to diffuse faster. Because something I'm like trying to point out to you is everything that you feel and... the emotions that you're feeling, like, they obviously have an effect on the baby. And I don't know, I think it was like some kind of study, like a Harvard study or some kind of study where they would like play music in front of a plant when they would water it and it like grew bigger. Someone would like yell at a plant, like, ah, the plant like wouldn't grow as much. Cause like plants could feel... I'm butchering this like crazy.
No, completely. They've done a lot of those experiments and they've also done it with water, the molecules of water, and playing beautiful harmonious music and speaking loving words to the water, and it makes these beautiful shapes, and then doing the opposite and making these terrible looking shapes.
Interesting. So, yeah, I just try and remind you of like when we're in those moments. And it goes for me too. Like if you'll do something that'll piss me off when normally I would be like, why that Air One juice that you just got is completely spilled in the fridge, completely spilled. It's now sticky and it's been a week and you've done nothing about it. So I guess I'm going to clean it.
Right. And now you just do it with a smile on your face.
With a giant smile.
Heck,
and
yeah.
I don't even say anything.
Because you have a 6 months pregnant wife.
I know.
7 months pregnant by the time this comes out.
Yeah, and 9 months pregnant by the time the baby comes out. Yeah.
10 months.
Whatever.
The 9 month pregnancy thing is just incorrect. I don't know who started talking about pregnancy as 9 months, but it's 10 months for most.
Anyways,
I have to say, I have to give you some public praise. You've been so patient with me. I did not think that I would be such an emotional, I didn't think I would be such a status quo pregnant person. I thought, I don't know, maybe it would be easier for me because I've had chronic illness and I've been through a lot and I'm used to my body not feeling very well. But I guess I never took into account the hormones and the emotions, not to mention the fact that such a huge change is on the horizon. And with that change on the horizon comes all of these desires that I've had as a mother. They call it nesting. Like, oh, Jonathan, we should buy a house. We should do this. Maybe we should move out of the city. And you've been so patient as I change my mind every day. And every day for a couple months there, I had a new thing that I was crying about, sobbing about, having breakdowns about, and you have just really, really stepped up.
I mean, what can you do other than, you know, try and just be a shoulder when your wife is pregnant? You can't really be like, babe, are you kidding me right now?
Sometimes you say that too.
Well, maybe once in a blue moon, but yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for the praise.
Yes. No, honestly, you've been so patient. You've been mind blowing. I mean, I know how you get when I give you public praise, but you have been one of a kind. And I need you to know that. I need everybody to know that because that's what everybody deserves.
Thanks, Baba.
But how has that felt for you? Do you ever feel helpless?
Oh, yeah. I have nothing else to do.
What's your advice for other people going through the same thing?
Just suck it up and just do the work. Just do the work.
What does doing the work mean, Jonathan?
Just do the work. Like, you could, you know, it's, you're on mile 24 of a marathon. What are you going to do? Just like stop and cry, feel bad for yourself, complain? No, you suck it up. You finish the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, what's the point of complaining? What's the point of starting an argument over something? Like, it's not going to get you the end result you want any faster. So just like, the end of the day, I kind of got myself into this thing.
Yes.
So this is my job, you know? So you just got to last minute change appointments and meetings. And
true. So that we can go.
All of a sudden, book a trip with 3 weeks notice and then figure it all out when you get back, when your 3 hours time zone differences make you have meetings at like 4:30 in the morning.
What are you talking about? Oh, that's so true.
Didn't really plan that one great. I know. So, you know, you just make it work. You suck it up, you make it work. And you just ensure that your beautiful pregnant wife has the easiest time ever, because you want that good energy flowing in that body. And ultimately, it's feeding that beautiful little baby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's up.
Yes. It's such a good reminder that you often give me, that all the feelings that I feel, the baby feels. And you always remind me about my cortisol, to keep my cortisol low. And when we were on our baby moon in Hawaii, and somehow I was so emotional, I was going through mourning the loss of my old self, which I talked about on my solo episode that will have come out the week before this one. I was just really going through it. And you reminded me probably 10 times a day, cortisol, keep your cortisol low. And sometimes you even said cortisone. And I was like, it's cortisol.
Yeah, you would yell at me.
I was like, so emotional.
Yeah.
But I think that's another good tip for other people out there in your position.
Keep your cortisone low.
Keep that cortisone low. No, is to give that like very friendly, not annoying, but often reminder that raising your cortisol is never healthy for you, for anyone, but especially if you're pregnant, also for the baby.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There's that.
And so I want to ask you a couple questions that people have been sending in.
Why me?
Because you're my guest today.
Oh.
Are you my co-host?
Okay.
Are you my guest or my co-host?
I don't know what I am.
What
I'm
do
your
you
husband.
Wanna, what do you want to be?
I'm the father to your baby.
You're my baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Okay, so what are you the most excited about to be a father?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah.
What's the first shoe you're going to buy him?
I want some matching Air Force Ones.
Okay, I think it's so cute that you can't wait to be matching with him.
I know.
When you guys are matching, my heart is going to explode.
Yeah, I just want to put him in like a little baby Letterman's jacket, you know, with some like, some sweet little jeans and some Air Force Ones and like a beanie.
Yes. No, you guys, I've never seen Jonathan talk about matching with anyone or anything before.
Yeah, you used to want to match and I would get like viscerally upset.
Oh yeah, you'd be wearing like a cute lavender shirt and I would walk out in a lavender dress and you'd be like, we're not doing this. And yeah. I'd be like, come on, it's cute. What about for the photo op? And you were like, you would change.
Yeah, I would already have the shirt off.
But you're so excited to match with our son.
Yeah.
Okay, so shoes.
Okay,
what else?
Not, yeah, you know, just like the fit, you know, little baby fit.
He's gonna
baby
be fits pretty are pretty styling.
Baby fits are cute, and it sucks because when you like something on an Instagram ad, then all the other stuff comes up, and it's like, all right, shit. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to teach him stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just excited for all of it.
All of it.
Yeah. Not excited about the umbilical cord.
Oh, I was like, what are you motioning about? Yeah, Jonathan has kind of a fear of belly buttons, could you say?
It's not but a fear. It's just
like a grossness. I keep telling Jonathan, when it's your own baby, it's not gonna matter.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm most excited about holding him for the first time, giving birth, whatever that ends up looking like. And then just seeing him, laying eyes on him for the first time, that gives me chills. I just can't even believe that's like what's coming out of this whole thing.
Yeah. And we get him for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's our Christmas present.
I know. I know. So his due date, for anyone who doesn't know, is Christmas. And my 9-year-old niece over the weekend said to my mom, "Oh my God, the rebirth of Jesus Christ being born." My mom said, "Perfect for a little nice Jewish boy. It's going to be, I mean, it's going to be amazing whether he's born on Christmas."
For anyone that was curious, his name, it's going to be Jesus, not Jesus, but Jesus H.
That was Albrecht. Also the first joke that that our OB made to us. He's like, "Oh, you can name him Jesus."
No, he said Jesus.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you remember more clearly.
Because I would be like, "No, bro. Like, if we're birthing him and he's born on Christmas, I'm not going Jesus."
Why?
I'm going Jesus H.
Jesus H. Oh my gosh. Your mom, your very Jewish mother, would be so thrilled.
My mom loves Jesus. She's like, "He was a nice Jewish boy." She says it all the time.
That's true. That's true. I just have a feeling he's going to be born early. Just mark my words. That's the feeling I have. I know. I could see either one. I just know it's not going to be Christmas. You mean you don't want my feet on your lap right now?
For some reason, I feel like you're pressing down like really hard.
It's because
really
my
hard.
Legs are in so much pain.
But are you physically pressing?
No.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, my legs are getting heavier. Get used to it.
It's more of like, oh.
I think it's just the angle.
Oh, yeah, because you're down.
Yeah.
Like, this is.
You guys were sitting on the couch. We made ourselves super comfy. It's kind of like late in the evening, so we're just getting comfy over here.
All right, next question.
Okay, next question. Are you trying to keep this show on the road?
No, I'm just keeping the party going, keeping everybody excited. Don't lose interest.
Yes, and we have exciting news for everyone at the end.
We do?
About that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
But before we get to the exciting news, a lot of people have asked how we plan to incorporate spirituality into our son's life.
Hold on. I totally thought you were going to go. And before we get into that, I'd like to thank our sponsors. And then
you're
like, yeah, for Sigmatic. And like, just go through all
that
the things.
That goes to show you've listened to the Soul on Fire
podcast.
I've
listened to a lot of podcasts.
And before we get into the next part of the conversation.
Yeah, for part two, like for part two or follow for.
I don't ever say follow for part two.
I'm not
a clickbait person. Perhaps I should be. Perhaps it would be good for my podcast.
Is that the name of the show we were watching?
Clickbait.
Yes.
Yes.
We didn't finish that.
I know, because you said, because we're trying to watch less TV.
I know.
Which has been so healthy.
Yeah, we didn't watch any TV, not a single thing. No screens when we were in Kauai.
I could have left my entire computer in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
When we went to Hawaii.
And then what did you want? You wanted to finish some show you were watching.
I wanted to finish Clickbait.
Oh.
And you said, "Can't it wait? We have been off of TV, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, drama king.
Whatever.
Pisces moon, drama king.
Whatever.
But it's such a good show, Adrian Grenier.
Okay,
everyone should watch it.
People want to know about spirituality and the baby.
Okay, don't make fun of the question. It's
I'm
a
not,
very
I'm just
good
making
question.
Fun of
me?
Sort of.
Okay, it's a good question. I would
no,
ask the
same
thing.
No, what's the question?
How are we going to incorporate spirituality into our son's life?
How are we going to incorporate spirituality? Let me think. So, spirituality to me, at least to me, totally different for Jordan. Spirituality to me just means that you're connected, you're empathetic, and you like can appreciate different walks of life, different cultures, that you understand that there's something bigger than you out there, that there is karma, there's a ripple effect of your actions. If you steal somebody's sandals when you're in Kauai, that person's probably going to get their toe stubbed later in the day.
Someone stole Jonathan's very special sandals off of a beach in Kauai. It was sad.
It was sad. But it was our last day. So I'm just going to not dwell on it anymore.
I'm just giving context.
Anyways, that karma is real, that if you do good, then it's going to come back to you. And not necessarily that if you do bad, like steal somebody's sandals, that something bad is going to happen to them, even though I was joking when I said that. But I mean, honestly, part of me was thinking like, I have empathy for that person because either they were never taught the difference between right and wrong, or they're financially in a situation where maybe having those nicer sandals like will, you know, enhance their life in some way, or, you know, who knows? You could dwell on the bad or dwell on the good and think of people from an empathetic standpoint, or just have more hate in your heart. And to me, that's like being spiritual. It's like when the baby is crying or throwing a tantrum, hopefully never throwing a tantrum, but I mean, I'm going to be realistic and they probably will. Finding ways to, you know, teach them breath work and teach them meditation at such an early age that they just don't even know any different, and not go through or experience some of the shit that I had to go through just learning the hard way, you know? So,
like what? What was some of the shit that you had to go through?
So, I mean, this isn't like a spiritual thing, but just, I mean, now we're just going on a complete tangent.
No, I want to know. The people want to know.
The people want to know. Okay. I was 13 years old. I was with my grandma and we were at Target, and I thought I was so slick, and I opened a 3-pack of some wife beaters. Can you even say that now?
Honestly, no. But anybody born in the 80s or the 90s knows.
Yeah.
Those are the ribbed white.
Ribbed white, whatever shirts.
Tank tops.
They're
wife
beaters. I'm sorry. That's what they're called. And I took one out, put it on, and then I put my t-shirt over it. Because like Eminem, everybody was wearing those. Like 50 Cent wearing it. And I was like, oh, I want to wear one of these. My grandma, 1,000% would have just fucking bought me a 3-pack. She doesn't care. She had money. She would have happily done it for me. But I was just a stupid kid.
And put them all on under your clothes?
Put it on under my clothes. And then we were walking out of the store. Security guard stopped me with my grandma. Said, you have to come back in the store. We were like in the security room. My grandma had to pay like this fine so that we wouldn't have to like report a police case. It was like $150 or $200, like, but it was more the principal, because my grandma, I like, it broke her a little bit, and like making a stupid comment, like, you know, like with Blake this weekend, oh, I've met this person, when like you haven't. All of that stuff just comes back to bite you at some point.
You mean when you tell a lie?
Yeah. If you tell a lie, like no matter how white the lie is when you're a kid, just like there's no point, because then you have to keep track of all that stuff, and it's just a lot of work, and it's just not necessary. Like it's okay to say that you were wrong. You don't have to like cover your tracks. Just the stupid stuff that we would do when we were kids. So kind of just teaching him those like right from wrong moments that my dad would always teach me when things went bad. I would do something bad and he would be like, listen, this is why that's bad. And you don't have to do it. And I would always feel good coming out of that. But I feel like you need to teach your kids before it happens a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And that's true.
And that was just something that that I'm excited to kind of pass on that stuff.
Yeah. To instill them with those values. And that is spiritual. I mean, everything that you said.
Also yoga. I want to do like yoga with our son when he's like young.
Our kids are going to be such yogis.
And I've been really into yoga these last couple weeks.
I know. You've been going to sweat yoga. I've never been more jealous. I've never missed hot yoga more in my life.
Yeah. Is that what Kelly said?
I remember. Who said that? Kelly Levesque.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something she said to me the first time she was pregnant. She said, I miss hot yoga and I miss hot baths. And I remember thinking, oh, I got to soak those things in. Those are two of my favorite things. And then came the pandemic and I haven't been to hot yoga for that reason in like 2 years. Okay, guys, I want to tell you guys about Base. Base is an incredible app that has pretty much revolutionized at-home lab testing. So they provide at-home lab testing for everything from diet, sleep, stress, fatigue, and more with affordable at-home lab testing. You can find answers to what's going on with your health and also get recommendations from their team along with a doctor for what to do to improve your health. So I have been talking about my journey with Base for a while now. I did my testing a couple of months ago with Base, and I chose to do their hormone testing. I did that because my hormones have been pretty wacky for quite some time, and I'm always curious to see what's going on with my cortisol levels and my thyroid. And when I got my results, I was pleasantly surprised to see that I scored a 75% in thyroid hormones, 89% in my cortisol panel, and an 80% in the libido panel. So libido has to do with testosterone and DHEA. Cortisol has to do with a saliva test that you take morning, evening, and night. And then hormones check your T4, TSH, and T3. So something that I learned a while ago when I was seeing a functional medicine doctor is that typical doctors just look at your thyroid score overall, but a functional doctor or someone who looks to the root cause of the issue will look at all of the details of your thyroid hormone and see if everything looks optimal. And if something doesn't look optimal, they will treat you. So I got 97% in the T4, 88% in the TSH, but I got a 40% in the T3, which is really low. It functions at a pretty poor level. So I talked to the Base team about this. They went back to the doctor. They also told the doctor that I'm pregnant because I can't take all the recommended herbs and supplements right now because I'm pregnant. But they did recommend that I start taking zinc and selenium. And they told me their favorite brand that they recommend. And they also told me foods that are high in zinc and selenium, like Brazil nuts, mushrooms, lentils, and spinach. And I have to say, I have been following those recommendations for the last month and a half, and I have felt really good. So I'm curious to do a little retesting, and I will keep taking you guys along for the ride. But I highly recommend Base. It's so nice. I used to have to do lab testing at actual labs all the time. And it's just not my favorite place to be, going in, seeing the phlebotomist. It takes time, especially with the world we live in now. It's incredible to be able to do this at home. So you can go to get-base.com/blonde for 20% off, or you can simply use the code blonde for 20% off. That's get-base/blonde for 20% off, or just use the code in the show notes, blonde, and you will get your first month for 20% off. I highly recommend Base, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Okay, let's head back into this episode with Jonathan.
So the people want to know, spiritually, what are you, Jordan Younger, the Balanced Blonde, going to do to instill spirituality in our future son?
Why that voice?
Because it's just fun. It's like a making fun voice.
Okay. You're hilarious. So I know it's a really good question. I think about this all the time. I mean, honestly, because our son is growing inside of me right now, I try to think of it like he's already here, because there's never a time that he'll be more connected to my subconscious and to my thoughts. And I try not to put a lot of pressure on myself about that, because we cannot control our subconscious thoughts at all times. But every time I sense myself thinking negatively or feeling sad, I think about the fact that he's connected to my aura right now. And Kimberly Snyder taught me that for the first 2 years after a child is born, they're still connected to your aura. Maybe it's until they turn 4. I need to re-listen to what she said in the episode.
What about my aura?
It's a mother-baby thing.
So I could just check out for a couple of years.
No. So he will still soak in all of your energy, but him and I will be sharing a force field. So I think the answer to that question for me is being the best version of myself that I can possibly be, continuing to work on myself and continuing to find ways to be happy when I am feeling like I'm going to have an existential crisis. Because I know that the best way I can possibly influence our son is to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So I don't know if there's even words, you know?
Yeah.
But I also plan on raising him in a really conscious way, because I think you and I can both agree the way that we were both raised, although it was beautiful and both of our parents are amazing, was not necessarily in a spiritual way or a conscious way. I think for your family, maybe a little bit more religiously spiritual than my family, maybe not that much. Jewish culture for both of us, but I certainly was not raised in a spiritual home or a conscious home. At least your family was taking you to like health food vegan cafes from a young age. So I think all of those things are going to influence our kids so much. And I was having this conversation with someone today about how different it is to be raised in a conscious way than it is to find this conscious path at a later age. The way that I found it around like 25, you found it a few years ago when I dragged you into this life. And how cool would it be to have those values instilled in you from the time that you're born, from the time that you're being created?
It's pretty crazy.
So I just sense that our son has such a light working spirit, and I just really want to hold space for him to be sensitive to, if he is as sensitive as both of us, to know that that's okay and to not try to change him, which will always be, I think, our work as parents to, not try to force anything, live in the flow. I also want to raise him on a farm. That's a whole other story.
Whoa.
Can we please find
some
nature?
This is the first
nature?
I'm hearing that we're going to raise our kid on a farm.
Oh,
like with
stop
goats?
It. No, like a ranch style out in nature, like the house that we almost bought last weekend.
That wasn't a farm.
In my mind, it is, okay? It's
there is, do you
so
know the definition
of
a farm?
It's so much more of a farm than
you
where we live right now.
You have fans that live in the Midwest and they're thinking,
I want to live on a real farm, but if I can't live on a real farm because we live in LA, I would like to live in Topanga Canyon in
nature.
In the forest, close to farms.
I love your definition.
Hashtag close to a farm, okay? I'm a city
close
girl.
To a farm.
And I don't want to raise our kids in a city. There's so many thoughts. In terms of also raising him in a spiritual way, I also like the method of not the traditional school path. Unschooling is something that we will talk about.
I love it.
Are you excited?
I can't wait.
Also, my ultimate goal is for Jonathan to be a homeschool dad.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
We just did.
Well, how would it feel to be a homeschool dad?
It'd be so fun.
You would be so good at it.
Yeah.
You want to go on to the next question?
I do.
I know you so well.
Desperately.
Your body language and everything. What's the theme of your baby's nursery?
Lots of blacks. And, you know, black lights, disco ball.
What is the theme of our actual baby's nursery?
I mean, everything all of you guys are thinking in your head is exactly it. It's, you guessed it, neutrals. You guessed it, some plants.
I don't know if everyone's guessing neutrals.
Oh, like nature-y neutrals. Like earthy wood vibes, some wood vibes, plants.
There's a lot of light wood,
light
a lot
woods,
of plants. I will also go as
whites.
Far to say, as we are not there yet, like we're kind of, hopefully by the time this episode comes out, we will be. I have a vision, and I think you have a vision as well. But I also just want to let everybody know, because it gave me so much peace to know that we were not the only people at this stage of pregnancy who don't have a nursery yet, who don't have diapers yet, who don't have toys yet. When I started hearing other people talking about that, I felt a wave of relief, because like, hello, you get pregnant, your life is changing. You're supposed to build a whole new room in your house. Like, it's a lot of stuff all at once.
I'm so not even worried about it.
I know, because you don't get overwhelmed about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We can knock that out in a weekend.
For sure. And I'm not worried about it either. I just wanted to say, in case anybody out there has ever felt the way that I felt for a little while there, where I'll lay awake at night with this pregnancy insomnia and pregnancy heartburn and be like, holy shit, we don't have a crib. We don't have a crib.
Yeah.
But we also have 3.5 months.
Yeah.
So
also you could put together a pretty sweet nursery with some pretty dope stuff, like a really cool rug and all that, for really not that much money.
Absolutely. So it's all coming together. It's going to be very neutral with lots of Zen.
It's going to be perfect.
Lots of books.
We got a theme in mind. It's going to be so sweet.
I want to read to him all the time. Yeah. I can't wait to read to him.
Same.
Yes. So a recent question somebody sent in just a minute ago, both of your thoughts on navigating the pandemic while pregnant. Lots of anxiety is what she said. She's experiencing lots of anxiety.
Well, okay. I'm sorry that you're experiencing anxiety in this time. That sucks. It's got to be tough with all the new stuff and everything that's going on. But what better time to be in your home with your kid and the excuse of not having to go anywhere when you can just be with your kid and raise them in the peace and tranquility of your own living space and not the hustle and bustle of like 2 years ago when our economy was booming. I mean, we were on fire and like probably never better. And everything was moving fast. I mean, maybe it was just like our lives, but I just feel like it was everybody. Everything was moving fast. Everything was going really well. You know, people were working 15, 16 hour days, like 8 hour days would turn into 10 hour days. Like just the unhealthy nature of our workforce was very prominent in the culture. And for the first time ever in American culture, this has been like a very European, almost like change that I think will forever affect the way that future generations before us really approach work and see work. You know, it's working more from home. It's getting creative. It's having two or three untraditional jobs versus one traditional job. So, you know, this time during the pandemic, while there is so much craziness happening in the world, it's also a beautiful time that not a lot of people get.
Yeah. And I would go so far to say is when our son is born, I think and hope the world is going to be back to a pace that is not so pandemic-like, right? Wouldn't you say? So I think beyond that, her question hints at anxiety, which I know a lot of people are feeling right now. Anxiety because we have been instilled with so much fear. Fear about going outside, fear about this person who died in this location, and all of these tragedies going on, of course. Like the world has always been scary. And then you add this new layer. And when you're growing life, of course, there is this added layer of anxiety, but I would say that, Jonathan, you and I both try to live a pretty fearless life, and we try to live a fearless life, and you're really good at helping me with that, just doing what we feel comfortable doing. We definitely are careful, and we have boundaries with what we are not comfortable doing at this time, especially with me being pregnant, but at this stage, I try to live without that anxiety because that added layer, it comes from a lot of outer sources instilling us with a lot of fear.
Yeah. I would also say get out into nature, go to the beach if you're around it, go to a field, a park, go for a trail walk or run, jog. And the difficulty I've seen with Jordan has been that, you know, it's when you work in the space of podcasting and, you know, blogging, no matter how amazing or comfortable your home environment is, you know, when you're in those four walls, metaphorically speaking, for months, it's just chipping slowly away. It's like a slow drip, just chipping away at like your sanity. And who knows what could put you over the edge? And I think a great way to kind of like metaphorically slap yourself in the face and snap out of it is go dig your toes in the sand, or, you know, smell the fresh air, listen to the stillness of being out in the trails and just away from the city and the cars. And, you know, the more you can be out, the more it grounds you.
Yeah. Jonathan reminds me of that all the time because I am a homebody. And I think this time of the pandemic made me more of a homebody. And then being pregnant made me even more of a homebody because I have so much physical pain right now. And the saddest, most anxious times that I have are the times when I haven't been outside in too long. And Jonathan will say to me, I just want you to go to Malibu. I just want you to get yourself out and you'll be happier. And I always argue with him. I'm like, that's not what it's about. I feel anxious anyway. And then you guys, he's always right. It's always right. Like,
wait, what was that?
I spend, what did actually, you just you're say? Not always right.
But what did she, it's recorded.
About that topic. Yes. Hey. I always feel so much better when I get out, and especially the beach is my medicine. So I would say when it comes to nature, find your medicine. Maybe it's the forest. Maybe it's the trees. Maybe it's the beach like me. Maybe you're a desert person.
You know how you do those little Instagram, like, slides that have the quotes.
Yes.
It should say, Jonathan's always right.
Okay. Producer team, take note. Jonathan's always right.
Yeah.
But honestly, the only reason we can say that is because
it's true.
It's not true. Because I'm always right.
Whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. We're right pretty equally.
I
want to
pick
time.
A question.
You're going to have trouble with it because they're not at the top there.
Ooh, I like this one. TMI, but do you guys still have sex? How's your libido?
I love that question.
While present.
What does that mean, while present? I think she meant while pregnant.
Oh, while pregnant.
And also, people ask me about our sex life all the time, but I never, ever, ever answer those questions.
How come?
Because I feel like we should answer those questions together.
Cool. Well, let's please the people.
Okay. You picked the question.
Sex life is great. Very, very happy with our sex life.
Yeah, I think being pregnant doesn't necessarily change anything other than the fact that your body might feel a lot different. You have a little bit of a different body style to work with and some pain, but it doesn't change that much.
Yeah, what's...
You're making a lot of facial expressions at me right now.
What is it, the stuff that we use?
Woo.
Woo.
Yes, we love Woo. They sponsored the podcast at one point in time, but I'm not enough of like talking about sex type of podcast for them. I don't think.
Yeah.
To sponsor, but hey, Woo! But if you want to sponsor again, we would love it.
Product.
It's incredible. It was started by a couple people.
Yeah, you
people.
Don't have to plug them. We
no,
just,
I'm not.
We
I'm just
did.
Telling you, people that we know started it. So it's an incredible product, and we love Woo. So yeah, our sex life is amazing. I think it's really important to keep that intimacy going, especially when you're pregnant, because
it's good for the baby.
It's good for the baby. Jonathan said to our doula, we were sitting right here in this room with our doula, and he goes, so having sex is like really good for the baby, right? And she's like, what did she even say?
She was saying that like penetration, da, 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 and I was like, so that's like good, right? And she's like, well, orgasm is good. Orgasm is good. Penetration doesn't really matter. But as long as you're having an orgasm regularly, no matter how we make that happen, then...
Did she say that?
Yeah. She said it's good for the baby, like those feelings.
Oh, I know what she said. I think she was saying in terms of like when you're about to be in labor, that having an orgasm is helpful before you give birth because it's getting all those good hormones going.
I didn't hear. I just heard like make her orgasm all the time.
As you should have heard. As you should. Yes. So yeah, good question that you picked there.
Okay, I'm going to pick the next one. All right, great. So this one. How has pregnancy affected our relationship so far?
I think in so many ways.
Great
answer.
I'm curious.
Next, no. I'm curious to hear what you would say, and then I will elaborate.
How's it affected? I would say that it definitely brings you closer. I would say that you get to experience these like new things that we're both kind of going through for the first time, and it's like wild. And it's definitely made me more aware of some of the things I need to work on before the baby comes, like working more reasonable hours and
communication,
the forever challenge of mine. What else?
You're improving a lot.
Thanks. What about you?
How has it affected our relationship? I think it has brought us closer in a lot of ways, because I think you had already seen me at some pretty low points with my health and in our relationship and our friendship before we dated. But being pregnant has taken that to a whole new level. And although I'm kind of at like the highest high in terms of the excitement and what's going on in our lives, I have had some really low lows during this pregnancy. And you've been there. Not only have you been there, like I could go ballistic in front of you and nothing would change.
You mean you have gone ballistic?
Well, I often go ballistic in front of you. And I was thinking about it, like as close as I am with my parents and with so many people that I love, I wouldn't go that ballistic in front of them because I think they would be terrified. I think they would be worried and upset and terrified. But with you, I feel comfortable to be my most radically intense self and feel everything. And I think that's a testament to how patient you are and how deeply you see me and my soul. And also the fact that we have done multiple plant medicine ceremonies together where I have like gone ballistic and you've held me and vice versa. You don't really go ballistic, but I've seen you.
You are an atomic bomb of emotions.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of pregnant women are. And couple that with like being so sensitive and everything going on in the world. It's a lot. And I know that that's brought us closer because also my body has been through some physical challenges. And as much as you are a private person and I'm not, I will share that like you literally practically carry me to the bathroom in the middle of the night because I'm in so much pain. And I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night like 10 times. And you are so selfless. And it gives me a glimpse into our very distant future. We talk about this all the time. When we're old and we're taking care of each other. And I just feel like you are the dream partner to be with for this type of experience. And before I was pregnant, I just never would have, I wouldn't have known those sides of you so intimately.
Wow. Okay, next question.
No. How does that make you feel?
I don't know.
Do you feel loved? Like I see you deeply?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Okay. You guys should see Jonathan behind closed doors because he really is, he just doesn't love all like the public praise of him.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. Okay, let's see here. Well, I know something before we do another question.
What?
So I think this would be a really amazing episode to tell everybody the plan for my maternity leave that we talked about.
You mean for the podcast?
Yeah, the podcast
plan.
Oh,
damn.
This is like a big announcement.
Was this the tease that you did earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsors. Nah. So Jordan's taking maternity leave and we thought like, okay, well, how are you going to do it with the podcast? And you were thinking about taking some time off the podcast and I thought, well, why take time off the podcast when I could celebrity guest this podcast for what? How long? 2 months? 8 episodes? 12 episodes. Okay. So 12 of my coolest friends who do really rad shit and have really thought-provoking conversations that are TBB approved, but led by yours truly.
Yay!
I'm very curious to see what the people think.
I know. Please, you guys, tell us what you think. I think this is an incredible idea. At first, because I'm kind of a control freak about everything that I've ever done on my blog or podcast, I was like, no, we can't do that because I'm not going to be involved. And then you quickly made me see and helped me see, there's no one I trust more than you. And everybody loves you.
It would be fun.
Everybody requests that you just be my permanent co-host. So what better than be my permanent co-host than be the actual host while I'm taking time?
Yeah, I need the raw, legit thoughts, though, from the diehards. Like, is this a good idea?
Yeah, please. Please do give us your honest opinion.
Because if not, while Jordan's breastfeeding, I'm just going to shove a camera in her face and just be like, hey, babe, how you doing? How you feeling? What's going on? Does that hurt your nipple?
We can do that too.
We could.
If you're the host, I would totally do an episode with you.
I'd be recording and be like, hey guys, I'm just going to walk in and see how she's doing with the baby.
I just don't want to be responsible for being the host, and I don't want to be responsible for all the back end stuff.
I already know. I could already think of the guests that I would have on that I'm always trying to pitch you.
I know.
It's going to be great.
I know. And they're guests that I would love to have on. And I think it's even more perfect that you would be the host.
Oh my God.
Because they're your
wait.
Friends and you're, well, they're our friends, but like they, you know, are also very close with you. And you are so quick and you have such amazing questions. And our audience, our TBB audience has never really gotten to hear you be a host. They've only ever heard you. Well, actually, I think it was episode 201 where you interviewed me.
It's true.
And everybody was like, shit, he's really good. He's really good.
It was fun.
Yeah. So please let us know. Comment on my Instagram. Send Jonathan a direct message. Comment on his Instagram.
Oh, God.
We want the real thoughts. You asked for
what
the thoughts.
What comment on my Instagram? Why can't they just comment on yours?
Because
comment on the TBB
podcast
Instagram account.
Yeah. So the TBB podcast Instagram account is looking really good. My assistant, Shelby, runs the account and she does such a good job. But I also will say it doesn't get a lot of interaction. So maybe we can make that more of a thing.
I'm going to change that.
Yes. And for everybody listening, you guys should definitely engage with the TBB podcast account. It's full of juicy, fun info and memes. We do
and
funny things.
If I'm running that and you DM that you listen to the podcast and you mention this right here, we'll follow you back.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can do giveaways. Jonathan, I think you're going to have so much fun.
I'm going to kill it. And on that note, we're going to wrap this thing. I love you. If you want a part two, people, because this wasn't long enough, that's how I roll. Clickbait. Love you guys.
Clickbait. Yes, we love you guys. And we're just so thankful that we get to chat with you and give you all the updates and answer your questions. I asked for people to send in questions like right before we did this. And I feel like I just didn't give enough time. So we probably will do a part two with all the questions that will come through.
Now let's go see if Adrian Brody killed that chick.
Adrian
Grenier.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes. Clickbait is so good. If you guys haven't seen it yet, you should watch it.
All right.
Okay.
On love that you guys.
Note, love you.
Bye now.
Have a soul on fire day. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode with one of my most highly requested guests ever. Everyone always wants Jonathan back on. I always want Jonathan back on because he is just easy to talk to. It doesn't feel like work at all for obvious reasons because I'm just talking to my husband. So hopefully that would never feel like work. And even though it was late in the day and my brain was not necessarily firing at the most optimal, I hope that you guys still enjoyed this conversation. Just very intimate, kind of inviting you into our home like you're sitting on the couch with us. And mostly, I'm the most excited to hear what you guys think about Jonathan taking over the podcast during my maternity leave. Definitely let us know what you think. And that's not just like a generic, oh, let me know what you think. And then I'm not going to look. Like, I really, really want you guys to tell me what you think. And I know he does too. So please do. Send a direct message, send a comment. If you're typically a silent follower, we want to hear from you so much. And if you're typically someone who's in touch with us a lot, we also want to hear from you so much. We care about all of you so much, and we just want to make sure that the content on TBB continues to bring you value. I was getting really sad thinking about my maternity leave and thinking about not having any episodes come out for a period of time. And I was just thinking for my business, that's not the best thing, but I'm not going to work during that time. I really just want to spend time with our baby boy and not have any work on my plate. So when he suggested that he take over, I got very excited. And I hope that you guys feel the same way. Jonathan also has a lot of interesting, dynamic friends, men and women, in the health and wellness spaces. I think he was born to have a podcast. So perhaps this will be like a trial run. We'll see. Let us know what you think. And again, thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a soul on fire day. Thank you to our sponsors, Beta Brand and Base at Home Lab Testing. Check out the links in the show notes and just know that anytime you purchase something that is sponsored on the show, you're really supporting the longevity of my partnerships with these brands, which is what keeps me being able to bring this podcast to life. If you missed the solo episode last week, I recommend going back and listening to that one for just an intimate and vulnerable chat with me. And with that, I hope you guys have an amazing day and we'll talk soon. Sending you so much love. Oh, by the way, final thing I will say, happy Libra season. I can't believe it's here. To all my fellow Libras, this is our month. Okay. Mwah.